30 pounds of coke and 3 million found in New York's man's home.
Man from France, politics, culture, religion, what is the vision?
Welcome to Random Thoughts, Rayshon Biden here. Now, I don't do drugs, so I have no idea if 30 pounds of coke is a lot, but it sounds like a lot to me. Let's get into this story. New York, the city that keeps on giving. New York, New York, big city of dreams. Isn't that what they said? But everything in New York is always what they seem. Snoop was right. Was he right or not? 30 pounds of coke, 3 million found hidden in New York City man's home. Wowzy, wowzy, wowzy. Okay, so a Bronx, South Bronx, South Bronx, South Bronx. Well, it doesn't say South Bronx. A Bronx man had 3 million in cash and 30 pounds of stuffed in his furniture, authorities said. Investigators who went to the Norwood home of Juan Larandon, who is from the Dominican Republic, allegedly found 12 kilos of coke and 3 million in cash. I don't know why they say I don't know why they say alleged if they know it to be true. But anyway, a secret compartment in several pieces of furniture, DEA special agent in charge, Frank Tarantino said. Why am I so hungry? Did I even have dinner? I don't think I had dinner, folks. I'm starving here. I've been cranking these stories out. I've been fired up. But this is the man here, the disgraceful man. Juan Rundon. Look at that. Wows. Wads of cash and bags of drugs were found in secret compartments in furniture, officials said. A multi-million dollar drug den looked like any ordinary apartment until our agents and investigators uncovered hidden compartments in various pieces of furniture filled with contraband, he said. Rundon Juan, 60-year-old, was arrested around 4:30 p.m. Wednesday after he was allegedly seen entering 3405 Gates Place carrying a bag and then exiting with the same bag a short time later. Now, he must have pissed someone off, because why were they on to him? It seemed like he pissed someone off. He later returned to the building empty-handed. When drug agents stopped him, he allegedly possessed cocaine and the key to the apartment, which is apartment 2A, officials said. When they searched the apartment, with help from the New York State Police K-9 unit, they discovered, that's why. Good old friendly canines. Several pieces of furniture were outfitted with secret trapped compartments, officials said. Over 26 pounds of cocaine and 3 million in cash was recovered in a Bronx drug den, officials said. Special narcotics prosecutor, dressers, nightstands, and a coffee table contained large hidden compartments stuffed with bags of cash, officials said in a statement. Money was wrapped in bundles and labeled with dates spanning the past several years. They also found at least 10 luxury watches by makers such as Rolex and Cartier. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right. Never heard of that watch. I'm not that rich. In a hidden trap in the nightstand, officials said. Despite the large amount of money, narcotics, and jewelry, the apartment appeared to lack security equipment. That's kind of crazy. Rondon, who was previously deported in 2006, he certainly made a life for himself, didn't he? These illegals. Wow. Wowzer. Wowsy, wowsy. Look at all the money. Money, 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 money. Money. What do you think about this, folks? An illegal who was deported comes back and he's living the American, is it the American dream? It's one of America's dreams, but not, I would call it an American nightmare, because it's not a good dream, or an evil dream, rather. Nonetheless, money corrupts, power corrupts, all the above. Anyway, what do you think about this guy? What should happen to him? Should he be deported again and then come back again? Or what do you think? Let me know in the comments. Leave a like, share, and subscribe, and I will see you in the next one.
Random thoughts, politics.